Hey, let's talk about Brian Jones, J-O-N-E-S, 617-70. Man, would you get the other guy's chart so I can do both charts? It's on my desk.
Okay.
Mr. Jesus. Today is 11-3-6-17-70. This is a, 53-year-old gentleman, overweight truck driver, refuses to weigh, but he did have a sleep study done because his company wanted him to because they were convinced that he had sleep apnea and he was negative. Thank you. He refuses again to stand up and be weighed. He suffers from hypertension, obesity, fatty liver, and slew, S-L-E-W, of multiple other issues and problems. Period. In the paragraph, it's time for his blood work today. And follow-up of his ultrasounds of his organs that he had done last year. Period. He's alert. He's awake. He does have symptoms of cough and congestion related to his sinus infection. Allergy, non-COVID immunization. Don't even talk to me about it. Colonoscopy, same thing, never interested. Medical problems, asthma, hypertension, skin issues. Surgery, no recent surgery. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Married 13 years. They 10 years ago, they adopted a newborn with lots of heart issues. He does truck driving here from here to Oklahoma, but he's home every night. Again, his sleep study was done not too long ago, and the sleep apnea has been ruled out despite his massive weight. He refuses to stand up to be weighed. Again, maintenance exam, he's not interested. Family, and he's been married 16 years. Did I say that? Family history, mom is doing okay. In quotation, per patient, dad died of Alzheimer's dementia. On the surgery, put down, the only surgery he's had is skin surgery in the distant past. Then other family members have had hypertension, high cholesterol, but again, no colon cancer. Let's see, we talk about social. He's alert. He's awake. I'm not sure what his weight has done from last year, but he did not want to be weighed. 97%, 97.9, 16, 88, 140 over 89. Heart positive, one positive, rest two. Lungs, bronchi, but clear. Abdomen soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red. Inflamed. Neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment number one, acute sinusitis. We'll treat with rosefenogram now, dexamethasone 8 milligram. Now then we'll treat him with ceftonir and Medrol dose pack along with Bromfit DM for cough. Next number, lose weight. We talked about this before, talked about it again some more. Next number, sleep apnea has been ruled out. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is carotid stenosis. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, his medications were discussed with him one by one. Next number is his takes apple cider vinegar religiously, and he thinks that's the reason he's doing so well. Next number, we're going to recheck his blood work. Next number, he continues to have the RVH per echocardiogram. Next number, come back in 3 months. Next number, new medication list created today. So let's make a medication list, shall we? First of all, he takes allergy, none. Then he takes metoprolol succinate 100 milligram once a day. Flexeril 10 milligram as needed at bedtime. Next number, singular 10 milligram most of the time as needed at bedtime. Next number is tramadol 50 milligram one as needed, maybe half a tablet weekly. Next number is meloxicam 15 milligram a day. Next number is Claritin D very infrequently. He knows that Claritin D can cause issues with his blood pressure and so he's very careful with that. Next time we talked about using regular Claritin. Next time he does have some issues with ED. Next time I gave him a Viagra 100 milligram today as well. Put this under assessment, by the way. Next time was history of low back pain related to obesity. Next was mild DVD, PVD noted. Next number, that's it for now. Thank you.